The injustice of Christ's trial. The Sanhedrin had pronounced Jesus worthy of death, but it was contrary to Jewish law to try a prisoner by night. In legal condemnation, nothing could be done except in the light of day and before a full session of the council. Notwithstanding this, the Savior was now treated as a condemned criminal, to be abused by the lowest of humankind. Through the open court, Jesus was taken to the guardroom, on every side meeting with mockery of his claim to be the Son of God. His own words, coming in the clouds of heaven, were jeeringly repeated. While in the guardroom awaiting his legal trial, Jesus was not protected, and the ignorant rabble took license to manifest all the satanic elements of their nature. Christ's godlike bearing goaded them to madness. Mercy and justice were trampled upon. Never was a criminal treated in so inhuman a manner as was the Son of God. But the blow that inflicted the deepest pain no enemy's hand could have dealt. While he was undergoing the examination before Caiaphas, Christ had been denied by one of his own disciples. Peter and John had ventured to follow at a distance the mob that had Jesus in charge. The priests recognized John and admitted him to the hall, hoping that as he witnessed the humiliation of his leader, he would scorn the idea of such a one being the Son of God. John spoke in favor of Peter, and gained an entrance for him also. In the court, a fire had been kindled, for it was cold, being just before dawn. A company drew about the fire, and Peter presumptuously took his place with them. By mingling with the crowd, he hoped to be taken for one of those who had brought Jesus to the hall.